happy to get him signed for another couple of years. We've been working at that and with some other things, and finally came to fruition. Yeah, the question was, when we look at quarterbacks as a rule, and at quarterbacks that might happen to lack height, does that affect them, or is there something they can do to overcome that? At the end of the day, yeah, I mean, you'd like to have the prototypical, well, you'd like to have guys that look like John Elway, who was just up here. That doesn't mean it's the end-all, be-all. There are some really good players, one certainly in New Orleans that's probably not ideal height. It doesn't seem to bother him at all. And I think there are players in every draft that maybe don't fit the ideal height, weight, and speed thing, but they turn out to be good players. And that applies to all positions, and so I think it certainly will with the quarterback position. I don't talk specifically about any of our guys that may or may not be free agents, and I certainly wouldn't speculate on what our plans would be.
Can you talk about Rendon? He's only had two starts. What can you talk about him as a quarterback?
Well, he's from East Texas, as I'm from East Texas as well, so that's a good thing. Yeah, Matt is a professional. He does a good job. Again, our policy is to try to keep all of our players, so we'd like to try to keep all our players. So I'm not going to stand here and tell all the 31 other teams what I think about Matt Flynn.
What can you tell us about your time with Joe Philbin now that he's down in Miami?
First and foremost, good man, and I think that's really important. But he's a good football guy. He understands people. He's a good evaluator. Obviously a good scheme guy, football guy. I thought he worked very well with us, and I think he'll do a really good job. I think it was a good hire.
Ken, Reggie McKenzie has said he plans on modeling Oakland scouting department for personnel changes along with what he learned in Green Bay for the last 18 years. With that in mind, what do you think the Raiders are getting with him? What kind of job do you expect him to do? What are his qualities that
you see? I think they got a gem. Reggie and I are really good friends, so I'm very biased in my answer here. But again, like I said about Joe Philbin, this is a really good man. And the people there in that building, that organization, are going to appreciate the fact that he is a really good guy. Again, he is part of that group of people that I was referring to that we have always pattern what we do after the training that we received from Ron Wolf. And I think that combinations plus the fact that Ron has a history with the Oakland Raiders and that sort of thing, I think that's the way he'll go about it. And he'll do a good job. Well, in a general sense, I think just sort of understanding that, you know, you have your discussions about whatever it is, whether it's personnel or hiring a head coach or doing any of that other stuff. Until you sit in that chair, you don't realize that at some point it all comes back on you. You can get all the advice you want. You can take all the recommendations and suggestions and talk to peers and things like that, but ultimately you have to sit in a dark room all by yourself and make that decision. And it could be, you know, who's going to be the head coach, who's going to start at some position, what you're going to do with a free agent, all that. Ultimately, it comes on you. And I think until you do that, I wasn't quite aware of it, even though I'd been around football and seeing the way Ron Wolf worked and things like that. I wasn't quite aware of the enormity of how it comes back to you. Um, The question was about regarding the strength of the draft in terms of the offensive linemen. Yeah, I think there's going to be some really good players come out of this draft. I don't get into critiquing whether this is a good year for this position or this position. I think there are good players in the offensive line that are going to be good players in the NFL. I wish I knew all of them, though. Say again? Again, I know I'm a horrible guy to be up there answering questions that I'm not going to answer, but we think we have a pretty solid team. Obviously, we'd like to get better, but we don't critique really publicly what we think our needs are. Well, it's worked out for us and with the Giants the last 2 years. I think both those teams, if you went back and asked them, they'd rather do it a different way. But, no, I still would like to go 15-1 or 16-0 and see how we do. I just think that's sometimes in a single elimination tournament, sometimes that happens. I still think we'd rather be 15-1 than 10-6. But if you want to count the rest of them and say yes or no, then I'd go with the whoever's going to win the whole thing.
Is it harder to sculpt a tight end position now than it was 10, 15 years ago, since the college game is football?
There are the tight end position and college football is the question. Yeah, there are a lot of guys that are split from the formation in colleges, in the wide open offenses a lot of colleges run, that we project to tight end. So you have to make that projection. Is he going to be able to block? Is he going to be able to do that sort of thing? But at the same time, the NFL is not that far behind. I mean, there's some really good skilled tight ends in the league that can play at different spots along the line of scrimmage. So, you know, you're looking for athletes, you're looking for that. Now, whether you know if you're going to get a complete, you know, block, kicktail, Dave Casper type tight end, I don't know if you know that until you know it.
Does the NFL maybe evolve to follow the college games to take advantage of those guys,
huh? I'm sorry?
Does the NFL evolve into more of a college game to take advantage of those guys that are coming out?
No, I just think as we go along and as rules change from time to time, I think this is an offensive NFL likes offensive people scoring touchdowns. I don't think it's anything secret. They like, you know, the ball in the air and guys scoring and both teams doing it. So it's an offensive league. No. You're talking about in 2010?
Yeah.
No, I don't think any of that ever had an effect.
What's your evaluation of your offensive tackles right now?
Again, I don't get too much specific in terms of evaluating our own players. But I think we have a good group, and we've had some guys go down and come back in and play, and we've had some guys step up for people that have gotten hurt. So I think they do a good job.
Take two more questions.
It's hard for me to predict. I don't think anybody can predict what's going to happen in free agency. Right. Well, I mean, I think, I try, you know, in settings like this, I try to be informative, but, and I'm honest when I say I'm not going to tell any trade secrets up here while I'm here. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I guess you could go the route. You could say opposite. You could be like opposite George on Seinfeld, you know. Well, you could be, you know, say whatever is opposite. But I'd like to try to be honest. But at the same time, I'm not going to give away any information that I think could be used against us. I don't think that makes a lot of sense. This is a very small fraternity of the National Football League, and once you get to Indianapolis with everybody here, it's even smaller. So I tell our scouts to listen and don't talk.